sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what it's all like.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup.
What?
Wow. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life. Hey guys, welcome back to Hashtag Actors Life. Before we get to your regular scheduled program of Hashtag Actors Life, this is the part two. This inquires, it requires some other information going into it. So this is one that we recorded with the wonderful Colin McCallion back in April of 2018. It's the second part. So if you haven't listened to the first part yet, definitely go back and listen to that one first. But it's full of great stuff. We talk about embarrassing stories. I talk about how I made my brother shoot himself when he was laughing. He's bloody dacks off. And there's also some just fun stuff. Like we talk about porn names and all sorts of lovely dirty things like that. So make sure you get onto the first one, then the second one. How good's that? Enjoy it. Hey, internet, welcome back to another installment of the Hashtag Actors Life podcast. We're sitting on the couch once more. This is Jesse coming at you on the one to two, the host with the most, as we all know it. Everyone just has just accepted that
still
by now.
Still the host with the most.
Still the host with the most. But back again this week is none other than Kyle McCallion. What's up, man?
Yay! Thank you very much. Yeah, you've
welcome back.
Well, I have been here all week.
Yes, not you guys did from the couch all week.
Didn't fly me down. Like
no, we just held you at ransom.
Right. Yeah. It's been really awkward. I've been trying to sleep and you've been watching porn. So it's been really on the couch, like picking up the spot.
But we make it a group affair.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's just how it.
Oh no, I joined in.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. I did. Exactly. Like it was like, oh, this is a great scene.
You can't.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Can't beat him, join him. Yeah. But obviously, as always,
or in this case, if you can't join him, beat him.
Yes.
Just all practicing for the fluffers. But as always, we've obviously got the M and the C components of the JMC Budget B&B.
MJ,
Chris.
And, that was so.
Yes.
Still here.
It's me.
Back again.
He just needs a power out. He's had a big night. So. anyway, let's jump straight into it. I remember making my little brother laugh when we were younger to the point that he shat his pants.
That's like goals.
Yeah.
You make someone laugh so hard they shit themselves. That was it. That is a goal of mine now.
I'm
adding that to the bucket
too.
List.
Yeah.
Someone will have shat themselves in my lifetime.
It's either that or like in terms of like filmmaking, making a movie that's like just like so scary that somebody shits themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
I've
be
never been to, like I've never coincided that bodily function with being scared.
With fright or
anything though. Yeah. I mean I've seen like you see like that video of like that fat chick. On YouTube, like a friend like scares her,
and
she farts.
Yeah.
But like I've never like for me that it just doesn't they don't correlate.
Yeah,
I guess.
Well, I work in a cinema, so I've had that happen to
what?
Like a
really?
Guest has shit their pants like,
from fright or is it
from fright?
Oh right,
but shit the seat.
Oh
so, like, yeah. It's just it was a girl.
What do you do with the seat?
Well,
just chuck it out.
No, I had to because we had like an it wasn't like the last session either. It was like there was another session going in afterwards. So it's like somebody's got to clean that shit up. Like that's a thing.
There's five of you just standing around looking at each other. Like, are you gonna do it?
What are we doing? Now?
Yeah, work at the like cinemas. Somebody, they said it'll be fun. They said
it's great for a film career. They said fuck off. Like, shit, vomit. Jesus Christ.
So who had to clean it? Did you have to clean it?
Or? Oh yeah, it was me.
Oh yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah, it was me.
How does that conversation happen though? Who then decides?
There's about 3 minutes of silence and just looking at each other and like who's gonna teeter? Like who's gonna
cave?
But so how do you
did
do
you
it?
Put up your hand or was it
no?
Like,
people just left.
Oh, that is the best way to do it.
It was kind of like so they're cleaning like we all clean like individual rows and they're cleaning their row and they're like we're all looked up and we're looking at each other for a couple of minutes and then it's. Well, I'm just back to cleaning, and then they finish the room, and then they exit down the stairs, and I'm like, "Well, this is okay." Yeah. I'm cleaning
like,
my shit now.
So. Did you clean it to a point where you still smelt, and the next session came?
Oh yeah, you could still smell it. Yeah, we Glen 20'd the crap out of that. Wow. We closed the row off because, yeah.
But you can still smell it from the other row. You can
still smell it from the other row. Yep.
Fuck.
Damn. Did people leave?
Mm-mm.
Did you see who it was?
Yep. Because we came in to clean and there were two girls like in the back row. And she was like, can you just give us a second? My friends had a bit of an accident. And I was like, oh, must be like a girl problem. I was like, if you need anything, the girls at the front counter can probably give you a hand. Like a, you know, hygiene product or something like that. And then she just stood up, wrapped like a thing around her and then like left and didn't tell us it was shit. So,
I mean, in all fairness, you would. It's like, they're going to figure it out anyway. Yeah. I'm leaving before they can make eye
contact with me. Like, huh? What? Yeah. What?
Just pass the guy on the way out. There's a turd in my chair.
Oh, by the way, I just shit my pants. So
if y'all could just
have fun. Yeah. And then just leaves.
Good luck.
It's a serial shitter. Just plays a soundbite from Liam Neeson, like, taken, good luck. And then just leaves.
Good luck.
Girls going to every cinema and just take a shit and then leave.
Oh my god, that's, I just see it now.
It was Annabelle. Annabelle Creation.
That's pretty.
So I thought you just like, you know the lady's name.
I will name her Annabelle. How dare you?
Annabelle shit stained.
Yeah, no, that's full on. But that moment that I made my brother laugh was hilarious.
What did you do to make him laugh?
I can't remember. We were like super young. I was going to say,
if it's a really good joke, tell us. And if any of us shit, like...
Just don't mention it. Yeah. It'll be like... Yeah, that was... I don't know why someone would do that. It wasn't funny at all. Just grabbing pillows and covering...
Wraps a towel around themselves.
I just leave.
You don't remember what you did to make
him laugh? I can't remember. We were super young. Like, I reckon I was probably like 6 and he would have been...
We'd ask him.
He remembers the moment. Actually, I don't...
It's something you would remember, surely.
Yeah, I reckon I was probably like maybe 8 or 9, actually, now that I think about it. Because like Levi wasn't at to the point that he was... Oh, fuck, I just named him. Oh, well. But like he wasn't at the age that it's not like he didn't necessarily know what was going on or he couldn't like put sentences together. Like I think I remember us having some form of a conversation beyond that. But to see the fear go through his head, like it was...
I imagine like the shift from pure joy to fear.
Exactly. It was utter bliss. And then go, oh, it's and then just running off to the toilet. It was one of those things.
That's great. Hopefully he can remember, because it'd be great to find out what the joke... I often think about like...
We were playing or something, so it wasn't necessarily like a joke. Like it was whatever we were doing ended up being so funny that I guess I just pushed it a little bit further and then it's just gone.
Yeah.
It's just happened.
I often like think about what's the funniest thing like I've ever seen. Like I just try to think about it and be like trying to remember. You can never remember. The moment where you've laughed like so hard. I remember moments where I'm just like laughing so hard you just lose
all control. Hurts, like,
you know, everything guts, hurts everywhere. Like even your pinky toe. You're like, why? But like
it's so funny. You just drop to the floor. And
yeah that's it. Ruffled. You can't breathe because like even your lungs are laughing. Yeah. So you just like you're doing like those ones.
But you can't remember.
Now I can't remember what the fuck I was laughing at. I wish I could remember because I'm sure it's funny as fuck.
Yeah. And that, one of those ones for me was with Levi, actually. We've already said his name, so we'll say it again. It's not like we can edit it out or anything.
Easily could, easily won't.
Shout out to you, man. Love it. Hope you have a great time. I don't think he's actually listening. I don't think he's listened to any of these podcasts because he's Android, so...
Wooshka.
Yeah, he's too lazy.
Get him on it.
But it's beyond the point. It was with him... And we were leaving one of our cousins' places and I was driving. So he was like saying goodbye. I was reading the car. I just started reversing out of the driveway as a joke. But
what?
The panic that went through his face. And like he then started running after the car. And it was just that moment of fear. Just that fear that went through his body. I actually... I got to the point that I drove out completely and just left and just kept laughing like the whole time around the block and coming back.
You're still running down the street. And then he was so
pissed off with me at the same time. as I was cackling. It was the greatest thing ever. So that's one of the moments that I can recall of that particular type of laughter.
Poor Levi.
Because I couldn't breathe. It was at the point that I couldn't breathe.
That's it, yeah. Just, it's those
and
moments.
It wasn't even that really that funny. It was one of those you had to be there kind
it,
of
it, it always is. It's one of those, yeah. Like, that's funny. Like, I'm picturing it in my mind and I can picture... Like, I can picture him doing it. It's funny, but, like, yeah, it's... Yeah. It's a shame. I wish we could remember those moments.
Mm. Well, it's also one of those things when people are like, oh, do you know any good jokes? And you're like, I know a million, but I can't think of
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
I can never remember a single joke. There's only one joke I remember, and it's this, I'll tell you.
There you go.
You've all fucking heard it, I'm sure. But it's like, what did Batman say to Robin before Robin got in the car? Get in the car. That's the only joke I can ever remember. Someone asked me, especially when you tell someone you're a comedian, the first thing they say is, oh, what's a joke? Like, tell us a joke. Like, it's that instant challenge.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's like, why do you have to challenge me on this? It's like, oh, I'm a plumber. I was like, oh, really? Fix that plumbing.
Yeah.
You don't do that, do you?
Yeah.
But well, change the washer in the sink. Go, I dare you.
Yeah. But they can go, oh, yeah, sure. Whereas we've just got to be like, ah. I got nothing.
We always can.
I'm not really the tell jokes kind of guy. Like, it's more of a story. Tell a story.
It's more of a sketch.
I did that to myself.
We've
got to be video content.
I'll send you a link.
Yeah.
Or like, I'm an actor. What have I seen you in? What have you been in?
Yeah. Oh, got to be on Home and Away.
Porn. So annoying.
Yeah.
I've seen you in porn. Shut up.
It was
a plumber.
Actually, here's a question. Do you guys have trouble, like, telling people you're an actor? Like, when they
I used to.
I used to as well.
Yeah.
And it was like, what do you do? And I'm like, I just didn't know how to like word it without seeing like, I'm an actor.
That's
like,
it. There's no way to say I'm an actor without appearing.
There was
like,
one time,
oh, look at me.
There was one time that like, I remember I was working at the Good Guys at the time and like a customer was just chatting and it got brought up that I was like, oh yeah, you know, I'm an actor. And then apparently the way I said it was like, oh, I'm an actor. And I was like, and my mate has never let me live it down. But like, I find it very hard to say like, I'm an actor.
Absolutely.
Or I'm working on becoming an actor.
Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, it's.
Yeah. Yeah.
There must be a better way to say like, I'm an actor. More
definitely.
Than like,
I'm a creative.
Like,
creative.
No,
I'm an artist.
That sounds worse.
It does.
That's a lot worse.
Creative, thinking, pretentious.
Yeah.
I'm not that label.
I feel like actors are more than just actors. We're more than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course. I mean, you know, totally. We're artists, essentially.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't say artist, though, either.
No,
you can't say I'm
like,
an artist.
You're a painter.
Exactly. People think you're a painter.
A lot of people nowadays. A lot of people nowadays say I'm a creative. Like, that's.
I don't know if I could ever bring myself to say
that. That sounds so fucking pretentious. I wouldn't. I'd be like, yeah, right, okay.
I'll go. I'm a creative.
Back to Newtown with you.
He sets his beret and flicks his scarf.
I'm going off to the theatre. Like, that's what I expect from that. But, like, no, I mean, nowadays I just say, like, I'm a filmmaker. So,
okay.
Like, that kind of covers everything.
Yeah.
It's weird because it sounds a bit more respectable than just an actor.
Bit, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like, I make films. Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I
guess
I make films.
I suppose that's a better way to open a conversation with someone though as well, because then it's a little bit more open ended. Because as we've all experienced, just when you say you're an actor, people are like, it's the whole, oh, what have you been in?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. If you go a filmmaker, it's like, oh, okay. That sparks a little bit more intrigue rather than the cliche that the label goes.
Yeah, because
so,
if like you're in,
I like that.
Yeah, if you work with like crew or something like that, that's fine. You can say like, oh, I work in the film industry.
Yeah,
like, that's, you know, it's an abundance of things. But like, yeah, when you're specifically an actor, there was a very big time where I was just like, I just didn't know how to articulate.
Absolutely.
And you don't. What I was,
you don't.
Like,
and it's you deliver it really hesitantly as well.
Yeah, I'm working on becoming an actor.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're not one yet? Well, I am, but I mean,
And that's where it gets like, you know, like almost like...
I just throw it around now. I'm like, oh, I'm an actor.
Me too. Yeah, well, I do it now only because I realized the other thing I can say sounds worse, which is like, I work at Target. Like, it was one or the other. I was like, I'll go with actor, even though I might sound up myself. I was like, well, it sounds a lot better, I guess.
Even if
I do have to put up with questions, the same question, but whatever.
No, your other option is Pet Barn, and yours is like, well, that movie sounds pretty cool.
Movies is all right, but like, I just work at the cinema.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
No interest. Be interested in me. I'm an actor. I want to be in the movies, not showing you. Please.
Stop. I don't want to clean shit all my life.
How often are you like at the movies, like just looking at the posters and stuff, and just be like, yeah, that'll be me. One day. Because I do it every time I go to the fucking movies.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, the trailers particularly.
Yeah,
every time I sit and watch trailers, I'm like,
I could have done that.
I'm like, it's either I could have done that, or my shit's better than that. Yeah, it's bullcrap.
Yeah, totally.
I'm watching shit on screen.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah.
It's the same with a lot of, like, YouTube videos and stuff that goes viral in particular. Like, it's like, they've put, like, 5 minutes worth of effort into this bullshit. Yeah. And it's been seen by 5 million people. And it's like, meanwhile, the script just spent 2 weeks working on, 3 weeks filming and editing. And it's like,
I had a real love-hate relationship with Vines.
For that particular reason, yeah.
Yeah, because it was like, what was it, 7 second videos?
Yeah. Something like that. The new one, I think, is going to be like...
There's a new one?
Yeah, they're re-releasing Vine. Yeah. So the original
was... We're going
to get on that. This is our moment, Jesus. Boys.
Yeah, yeah. Do it for the Vine, it's back.
Do it for the Vine.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Pretty much. No, yeah, like, I... Because at the same time, like, I love them, because some of them
were... so funny.
Like,
some of them were
incredible, and, like, very well thought out.
It's a lot of work that goes into even just those ones.
Yeah, but then others that were just, like, really crap, but had, like, 13 million views, and you're just like,
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm in my mom's car. Get out, Mika.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Like, it's like one of the most popular things of all time. Yeah. You're like, serious?
The watermelon one.
Keep me clean. Yeah.
But I mean, it's launched so many careers, and
it has.
There's a, you know, all those Viners, they lived in that place in LA. Like, then they just created content and then into YouTube and, you know,
they still do
the
that.
Ball Brothers now, like, they're doing great.
Well, we're doing great.
Well, unfortunately, not so much. Some of them just like went with the way, I guess, went with the current sort of thing. So like, yeah, they turned into like YouTube stars after that. And then like, you know, from there, YouTube's done like YouTube Red, where they're funding their own films and doing that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So like, kind of stuff that stuff's really good.
I'm still very surprised that YouTube Red, they went with that name. Like having red tube as a thing.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Yeah. You could have chosen a better color?
Well, I mean, red's always been their thing anyway. Like, the logo's always
been
red.
Yeah, it has.
I mean, it makes sense.
I really want to get to one point in, like, my career where, you know how, like, they do the YouTube Rewind?
Mm.
I want my stuff to feature on there.
That'd be
small
cool.
goal.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, oh, the year of 2023. And my content's on there.
Yeah.
Like, or like I was involved in the making of that video. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Or even to get like the framed, like, you know, 1 million subscribers thing with like the...
Oh, yeah.
The plaque or something? Yeah.
It'd be such a great accolade.
Yeah.
And then you get to go to like YouTube like headquarters and you can like create with them.
Yeah.
You have like the opportunity
to be one of those creators.
Use their resources and you're like,
as opposed to just using the cheap audio library that comes with YouTube as well.
Yes.
Which, don't get me wrong, used a lot of shit from that. So
still do.
Yeah, it's there.
I still use it, man.
Same.
Speaking of going places and like using their resources and stuff, the Trop Nest sounds like a great idea that's about to launch.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
I haven't, no.
It's called Trop Nest. Obviously, you know, brought about by TropFest itself.
Yeah.
It's like a like an office building thing in Sydney. I think it's in Alexandria.
Maybe
I want to say something like that. Minor details.
Alexandria.
Whatever that. But we won't.
No,
it's not. Alexandria slums.
Is it built yet? Is it built yet?
I think the building's there, but they're in the process of turning it into Trop Nest.
Right.
But it's essentially like a place where creatives can go with their berets and scarves. Yeah. They all just flick as they walk in the door. But
there's a big fan there where you could get caught on
only
the fan.
A fan only on one side that just flicks it. Yeah. They have to go around.
Yeah, exactly.
The other side's completely blown dry of wind.
But people can go and they can use spaces for writing, for filming. There'll be like computers there for editing.
Yeah,
so
right.
It's just like a place where people
can
go and create their own content and mingle with other creatives and all that kind of stuff. So called Trop Nest, obviously. As in, it's like it's the birthplace of new artists. Yeah,
nurture
exactly.
Film and
So, which is super cool. Super cool. And I just love Trop Fest anyway.
Do you know?
I think it was mid-year this year. I'm pretty sure is what they said.
Very keen.
Yeah, super cool. Super, super cool. Have you been to a Trot Fest before?
I haven't been to one. I've obviously just entered and watched online, but I haven't been to one. I think I would.
Actually, pretty cool.
I feel like the energy would be a really cool. Yeah.
That's it. Cool this year's, there. You know, Trot Fest like films really good.
Yeah,
the caliber was great.
Seems to get better. I mean, like I have a love hate relationship with Trot Fest because it's like unless it's sort of like it seems like unless it's a political. Like the film's making a social comment of like what's happening at the time, it doesn't get in.
Yeah,
and like I get that, like they're going for films with like you know meaning and whatnot, but then there's like some films that are just like that was just a great film. It didn't really have like I didn't take like a huge message away from it, but like I was thoroughly entertained.
Yeah,
totally. I thought for me, Trot Fest has always been like this family friendly festival.
Yeah, yeah.
And recent years they've started like since they. Basically got because it was a while since they came back
it was like a year or two that they had nothing
since they came back there's been a lot of like quite heavy content and like just well not heavy but like intense sort of content that I'm like it's not really family but they've obviously changed their way sort of thing
they
take on board but
great for the industry
totally
100% totally. Yeah and like you know every year we try and submit so it's
yeah of course yeah I mean keep going and then I mean, not only that then you can still go to other festivals like yours is currently doing now so that's fine
so Kyle or something we do with all our guests is we play a quick game called are we playing the IMDb one or the cards?
Trivia here
trivia should we give it a go we haven't played we haven't done this
we haven't done the trivia one yet let's do that
alright this is gonna be a first so
so
can't promise anything see how the fuck it goes
that's right
like bad we'll cut it
breaking records it's fine
probably if it's bad we'll keep it actually it's good to laugh at ourselves
pretty much always good
alright well
Jesse, so I got this game. We've normally played another game called Guess Their Age, where we try and guess celebrities' ages and stuff like
always
that.
Always good. Yeah.
Good time. Might do a quick one after that if this doesn't work out.
Yeah.
But anyway,
surprised as well.
Really? Yeah. Absolutely.
And then
also
angry as well. You're like, really?
Elijah Wood, really? Fuck.
Son of a bitch. You're so successful.
Only 12.
Yeah.
But
you've
I'm
just come out of the woods.
We've got these little trivia card things.
Okay.
One of them's about like Disney Pixar, and the other one's just general movies. Do you have a preference?
I do like Disney Pixar, but I'm torn. You choose.
Okay, how about we all read a question and we can just choose one from
each
part.
Yeah, okay.
How's
that
sound?
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's get diplomatic about the whole thing.
So I'll take this off.
Alright, so I guess we'll go. Well, you can go first, MJ. Which one would you like?
Movies.
Movies.
General.
So let's have a go. Let's see what's. Oh, I can actually see the card then.
These are pretty easy, actually. But anyway, both the questions. There's two questions on the card.
Yeah. Okay. Fuck it. We're making up this up as we go. So.
Alright. You can probably. Answer these questions. There's multiple questions, answers, but you can probably answer before without knowing.
Okay.
First question. Finish the title of this award-winning movie, The Grand Budapest
Hotel.
I was going to say Caravan Park, but...
It's a sequel.
Yeah. Not directed by Wes Anderson. Like, yeah. It's
Les.
Yeah, it's Les Anderson.
Second question. What was the name of Mulan's guardian? These are really easy questions.
That's Mushu.
Mushu, yeah. So that's
nailed
a really easy card.
Nailed it.
Oh, brilliant.
Usually they're harder than this, guys, but that one's an easy one.
There's some poor listener going, Mushu, of course. Fuck.
I thought it was Craig. okay, so I've gone with just movie questions as well. So who starred in the 2010 remake of The Karate Kid? Jet Li, Jackie Chan, or Seth Green?
Jackie Chan,
yeah. And
Seth Green, but it's fine.
Whatever. Yeah, can you imagine Seth Green in The Karate Kid?
Fantastic. I actually want to see that. Have you seen that they're bringing back Cobra Kai?
Yeah, Cobra Kai.
Yes.
That looks great.
On YouTube, right?
I'll watch it,
yeah.
From the other side of the point of view, I'll watch that.
Yeah, super great idea. They've got the original cast back together too, so that's cool.
Yeah, they aged pretty well, actually.
Mm. Yeah, relatively.
Yeah. They didn't let themselves go too much.
Yeah.
Good on them.
The sharpness of their karate skills was a bit.
But even in the first
one, it was always questionable. Yeah, anyway, yeah, like,
even in the first
really, one. You kick like that? That's, yeah. I don't think that's how your body's not supposed to go that way.
Yeah.
Nice shin kick. I guess.
I mean, you just walked into the kick. I went like, what is that?
Sweep the leg. Who does that? Way? Come on. Anyway, second question is, which film takes place in a futuristic world? A, The Big Short, B, Selma, or C, Divergent?
Oh, I'd love to say Selma. I'd love to say Selma.
The irony of it. Yeah. You did think someone's put that in there as multiple choice.
Can you imagine Selma in a futuristic world?
The guy typing that is like, ha ha ha.
I'm just fucking with guys now.
Just a bunch of white slavery.
Divergence is the answer there.
Yeah.
This is good. We're fucking nailing it, boys.
This is, it's something to amp up the game.
Yeah. I'm going to go from, I do love Disney Pixar, so.
I'm going from the middle of the deck, too.
To mix it up. I'm not a conformist. Alright, so true or false, Grimsley is a troll who guards a bridge in Tinkerbell and the Lost Treasure.
Ooh.
I've not seen that
movie. No, no one has.
No one has four times every night before I go to sleep.
It's not what sings me to sleep every night. That's for sure.
We only have a 50-50 chance of this.
Yeah, so. I'm going to say true because it sounds like a troll.
What was his name again?
Grimsley.
Grimsley.
Grimsley. It does sound very trollish, doesn't it?
Pretty trollish.
Sounds like that Grimsby movie.
I almost did say it. I was like, Grimsby is a... That's... No, this is Disney.
Have you
no.
seen that movie? It's
fucking... Yeah, that's...
It's a fucked up movie.
It's messed up, but funny.
So, I'm going to go opposite, just false, because for hell of it.
Look, I'm going to go true, I guess.
Well, you would be correct.
Yes. Oh,
there you go.
Nailed it.
And what is the name of the deer that Bambi falls in love with in Bambi?
Bambo?
Bin Bamboo.
So, A... Farling, B, Flower, C, Bambette.
I'm going to go with Farling, the first one.
Yes, yes, correct.
Yeah, nailed it. I know my Bambi.
Just because it's the one that's not, not able to say.
I picked one of the movie cards as well. First question is, in which country is the 2012 Disney Pixar film Brave set? If you want, I'll give you multiple choice, but I mean...
You know what? No, I want to hear it. Where is it potentially?
A is England.
Okay.
B is Ireland. And C is Scotland.
I really wish they like threw Nigeria in there. That's what
Selma.
Kenya.
Scotland.
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 Scotland. Scotland.
False. No, I'm kidding.
There you go. Christ.
What? It's actually Maryland.
The film's changed.
It was Somalia.
This one's easy as fuck, too. Which is from the Fast and Furious franchise? A, Furious 7, B, Age of Ultron, C, The Secret Service. I would love to see...
You know
see...
what? The Secret Service is the name of the next Fast and Furious. We all know that.
Age of Ultron is after that as well. They get Ultron in to fight Vin Diesel.
Because Vin Diesel's also a robot.
He's Groot.
Crossover.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just Groot driving around a fucking Nissan 350Z.
Spoiler on the back, made of wood.
It's got this nice wood trimming around the outside.
Rolls Royce type shit.
That or just like big Groot crammed into a little car.
Like a little bug.
Smart car. Smart car.
Electric car, yeah.
Says the smart car says more than he does.
Yeah.
I think it's got more dialogue than Groot.
That's a brilliant idea.
There we go.
Yeah. Should do a little spin off of Groot.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's Fast 7.
Furious 7.
Yeah.
Wrong. Yeah.
But right at the same time.
Well, there we go. That's a round of that. Should we go to the celebrity?
I think so. Let's finish it strong. we'll all pick a celebrity real quick.
We need a phone. We need a... Okay. Also recording on said phone, but...
I love phone here.
Do you want to... You got the IMDb's?
Yeah.
I got the ready IMDb's. To go? All right.
Okay.
Who wants to go first? You want to,
You can go first because we start on MJ.
I'm prepared. No, actually, I've got. Hang on. No, I've got something written in my notes in my phone because I remember having a chat about what person. So you go in the meantime because I'm going to find.
I don't have anyone like that. I was prepared for a follow up question. Okay.
Oh, okay. No, I haven't. Okay. All okay.
Right, hit me.
Sorry. Okay. Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Child stars. That's a good one.
Actually, that's a great theme. Let's open with that. Yeah. That'll be the theme this week.
Child stars.
Child stars.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't suit my second one I had, but it's fine.
That's all right, because you're only doing one.
Yeah.
We're all doing one. Yeah. Macaulay Culkin.
I'm gonna say, I think he's fucking like older than he seems. I'm gonna say 27.
I think you'd be fucking way off.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's older than that.
Yeah, I'm gonna say older. Like 33.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's think about when Home Alone actually came out, and he would have been 10. 8, 10.
Well, I don't know how old I was at the time, though, as well.
Yeah, but that just like even been
the same age.
I think I was.
Because right. Home Alone's like what, mid-90s, early 90s.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I mean, I was born.
It's a good point. It's a good point.
I'm already 25.
Yep.
So he was like he's 30.
So he's got
3.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
34.
You going 34?
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell Macaulay. How do you spell Macaulay? M A.
That's a good question. That's
just type in Home Alone and go off that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see what the year of Home Alone was. So.
Why?
Because that would give me an estimate.
We'll say your answer first.
34.
Is that what you said?
I said 33.
Oh, okay.
You said, I said 33.
Why did you? Oh, yeah. Fuck it. 35 then.
I'll stick with 27. I'll take the low range just to save me some.
Yeah.
Just for you playing at home, Home Alone 1 was 1990.
Oh, so the earliest of the 90s.
So we're locking those numbers in?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Alright. Macaulay Culkin is 37.
Oh, 37.
Shit.
Ooh, he did not age well either.
Wow.
No, but I blame the drugs.
Everyone blames the drugs. He blames the drugs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
But he's making it clean now. Isn't he doing
better? He's actually got a podcast.
Yeah.
Is it really? Yeah. It's called Something Rabbit.
It's called I Am 37. It should have been a clue for us, actually.
Please subscribe. I'm a call. That'd be great.
Okay, so I guess I was the closest, so I'll take that. But, does anyone else have a...
Hayley Joel Osment.
Oh.
Who's that?
I know the name. What's she from again?
Is the I See Dead People.
He
was in that other
Bruce Willis movie.
Yeah.
What was the movie he was in recently?
Most recently in, well, that I know of at least, Entourage, the Entourage movie.
He was. What?
He was in like a...
He'd get a little bit.
He's the I See Dead People kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I See Dead People. You haven't seen her, have you?
No, but
Sixth Sense.
No, I haven't. No,
oh,
but I know. Good I know.
Film. Good film.
Okay.
He got fat.
He did.
Yeah. He got fat. Really?
Yeah.
But he's still a good actor.
He still looks like the kid.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Baby face. Hey? Yeah.
Big time. Face.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go out, put it out there. 37.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a safe bet. It's a safe bet.
Yeah. Got to be like.
Nah.
I'll say go 30. With 35 again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 32.
I'm going to go 40. I'll take the high range.
What's his name again? 40.
Hayley Joel Osment.
This is where... Wait, so his name's Hayley?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow. I've never met a guy named Hayley.
50. like he's aged a lot.
Who was the lowest?
I said 31.
Yeah, he's 29.
No way!
Yeah, he's...
Still a baby.
Still a baby. 29.
Does he look fat too?
He looks like he's from the White Clan, actually, based on that photo.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. That was a good look for him.
AI, that was the film I was trying to think of.
AI, yeah.
Oh,
it's like Hordor, really.
He's Hordor's stunt double.
Yeah.
Even Hordor was like, I'm not doing this.
Where's Hayley? As he's spinning Drax. He's a DJ. Okay, I didn't have any
Child stars.
Yeah, child stars. Let's go with a childhood crush of mine, actually. Hilary Duff.
Oh, yeah. Lizzie McGuire.
Oh,
Cheaper by the dozen. She's in her 30s now.
Yeah, she's got a kid.
She had to be.
Yeah. Yeah. Divorced.
Divorced.
Tick. So, it could still happen. She's on that, what's that show on Stan? It's called
My Life is a Little
Younger.
Younger.
It's called Younger. It's in its like third or fourth season now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. She's doing all right for herself. Still stunning. Follow her on Instagram.
I'm going to go 34. I feel like she's just got a solid 10 years on me.
Yeah, we'll be about that for sure. I'll stick with 35.
I'll
go
about
32,
I think.
32?
Yeah.
I'm all range, 36.
Okay.
Oh. Questioning it already?
Yeah.
I mean, she looks great.
She's fantastic.
I'll
stick with 35. Fuck it. I made my choice.
35? You said 35?
Yeah, I said 35.
Hilary Duff. Drum roll. Wow, 30.
Wow. That's good.
That's great.
That's only 4 years that's between us.
Wow. Holy
shit, she's my age.
True,
only 13 days younger than me. Interesting.
Wow.
87, September. There you go.
Yeah, she looks great.
Mm.
What's her birthday?
September 28th.
Oh, interesting. Isn't it, Jesse?
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah,
isn't
why? It? Well, what are you going to
make? Jesse doesn't know our birthdays.
Yes, I do.
To be honest, I don't know yours. I don't.
I figured you wouldn't know. That's just.
What makes you say that I wouldn't know your birthday?
You know MJ's, because I told you.
Yeah.
But you still don't know mine.
What makes you say that?
I know yours is September sometime.
Yeah, and that's all Jesse knows.
I think it was the week after mine. You're 20.
We had this conversation the other night. Probably not related to the podcast, but fuck it. I'm going to call him out on it anyway.
No, that's fine. No, because I know you're both.
What is it?
It's the 24th of September.
Oh, you've Googled it since then.
Googled
You have so been on Facebook.
Mate, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You have so been on Facebook.
I always know. This is bullshit. All
right, MJ. Let's take us back to this game.
What a stitcher. 15th, 24th. Don't know yours.
That's fair.
That makes it easy for you because both have birthdays in the same month. That's
no,
fair.
That means
I remember both
by buy presents like 24th? 2 weeks apart.
24th.
I mean, that's just too easy.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah.
24 hours in a day, 24 in show.
September.
September. Mm.
Okay. Mm.
That's why I said it was easy because I thought you said December and I was like, Christmas fucking Eve. Oh, right. Yeah. Super easy. No, September, all right.
Not as easy.
Not as easy. But, you know, 24 hours in a day. It's, makes sense.
When's your birthday, Kyle?
5th of September.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah, so you're all September.
Yeah.
So you're Libra as well? Oh, wait, because I'm...
Virgo,
that's right. Yeah, and you're Virgo too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the cutoff, I remember. I keep forgetting which side it's on.
Although they found a... It's very relevant for the podcast.
It's moved
but
now.
It's moved, hasn't it? Because they found a new star sign. Or they created
a new star sign.
What?
Yeah.
What's the new
happened a while ago. And some people who were teetering on...
As the leap years go around, like, they're slightly changing
the
dates.
For sure, yeah,
and
yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
So.
It's either that or a little Tesla. And he's just put his own fucking star sign. Would make sense.
Ultron would be great, though. Yeah. Like, do you feel like taking over the world this month? Like, maybe it might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
I've got a child star in mind. I had to Google it because I forgot her name. But Tatiana Ali, the daughter in Fresh Prince.
Ah!
Ooh, gorgeous girl.
Gorgeous girl. Still acting.
Wait, is this the young daughter or the older daughter?
Yeah,
young
Ashley. Daughter. She plays Ashley.
Ashley, okay, yeah, cool, yeah. 42.
That's solid.
went out on a whim.
She's not going to be that old.
Nah, because she'd be younger than Will Smith.
Yeah, totally.
Actually, easily. Yeah.
So she was...
I'm going to go like 37.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like...
Because Fresh Prince was when?
1990, I think that show started.
Yeah.
And she was like an 11-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I want to say. So... Yeah. 36.
What do you say, Pat?
37.
I said 42. But
No, you were very strong.
I realised my mistake. I realised my mistake.
The question was, how old is Tatiana Ali? Not, what is the meaning of life?
42.
That's where I got confused.
Yeah, what's your 36 and 37?
I said 36.
Yeah, 37.
Oh, that's hard. Those are the ones I'm going to choose. Fucking 35. You're 42?
I look. I wish I hadn't said it, but I've said it.
You were very confident when you said
it. I was.
To be honest, you would be the closest.
Am I?
Fuck off.
39.
No. Oh,
37's pretty close.
37.
39. She's almost 40.
I feel...
She aged really well. She doesn't look old at all.
Black don't crack.
Look.
Oh wow.
She looks like a 30-year-old.
I'd go there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Guess what I'm saying? Let that record be known that I would definitely.
If
you're listening.
Tatiana, if you're listening.
If that's on the cards, let me know.
Firstly, thank you for tuning in to hashtag Actors Life podcast.
What? What?
I said, if she's listening. Firstly, oh, right. Thank you for tuning in to the hashtag Actors Life podcast.
You just went all 4KQ on us for a second.
Thank you for tuning in to the hashtag Actors Life podcast.
Brisbane's 4KQ. Let's call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, that was a good game.
Yeah.
So,
thank you, Kyle.
Yeah. Thank you for coming through.
Coming on the JMC Budget B&B, staying at the JMC Budget B&B, even if it was for a couple of hours, and coming on the hashtag Actors Live podcast to chat with us, share your stories.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate it's having you. And we hope that you'd actually choose to stay at the JMC Budget B&B one time.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
Have you got any projects coming up? Anything in the works? Anything you want to plug?
Yes.
Oh, well, I've got my laptop. Can I plug my laptop in with a low battery right now?
No, we just actually finished a short film that we shot last year. Took us a year and a bit to get it finished, but it's done. It's called Shots Fired.
I remember seeing stuff on
the Grand. It's another comedy, so it's the same guys as R4, so it's just our next one.
Great.
Yeah.
Is R4 anywhere to be viewed? Or?
Yeah, can you see that anywhere?
Yes, within the next couple of weeks it will be.
Cool. By the time this podcast
goes up. I'll give you a link. Yeah. No dramas.
We'll check the link in the description. Yeah.
Yeah, it's at its last festival at the moment, because we've been itching to get it online. So, yeah, it's at the Over the Fence comedy festival or something. I think it just came here.
Yeah, cool.
Actually.
Yeah.
And it's around Australia or something like that.
Sick.
So. Cool. Great.
Yeah,
that's
wonderful.
Great.
Yeah.
Congrats. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. We just want to get online so other people can watch it.
Totally.
So, but
yeah, absolutely.
Couple of weeks.
And then where is Shots Fired going from here? Is it?
We're going to try Backyard Film Festival. So if we can get into that, that'll be like 2 years in a row for us, which would be really cool.
Yeah, cool.
And then from there, we'll go West End and we'll do local sort of festivals, Australia stuff first, and then take it international.
Yeah, sick.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, yeah, no, you'll have to let us know if they're screening at any point.
Yeah, of course.
In things.
We'll
do. And,
absolutely.
We'll get that up for you as well. But yeah, link will be in the description for Aisle 4. And if you're interested in following Kyle's activities, you can follow him on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle J. McCallion.
There you go.
It's mostly drone stuff, to be honest, but it's
that's
really
right.
cool drone
it's really
stuff.
It's really good
drone
stuff.
Super cool
drone
stuff.
Really
if you
cool.
just enjoy
really
it.
Cool. Take
it
from all of us.
You see his porn community channel as well.
Yeah. Do Google
Porn
that. Mum, don't Google that. Clearly. But,
not
yeah.
again.
Not again, there was a weird interaction we had. Where you were posting and I was like, no, get off. Don't leave a comment or a like. That's not how that works.
Oh, look at my son!
Yeah. Don't share it on Facebook.
No, but thanks again, man, for coming on the podcast.
You.
It was great to have you.
Fun.
We'll catch everyone next time.
Yep. Stay tuned for the end credit scene.
Hey guys, welcome to your end credit scene. There's some fun stuff going on in the world right now, one of which is ARC Productions, which is what we've rebranded this wonderful banner that we all currently sit under, hashtag Actors Life. We do some really fun stuff as well. So go check us out on social at arcproductions.aus. Obviously, make sure you follow us here at hashtag Actors Life, hashtag.actors.life. All of our personal socials as well, me, Jesse Dingo, It's at Jesse Dingo, at Martin Reyes for Martin MGZ Reyes, and Chris _ Charterboat for Christoph Waltz. There's also something else I should probably tell you, but I'm not 100% sure what that is. So until I figure that out, make sure you tune in again next week. Thank you.